You're listening to SBS News.
For more than a decade, families in Sri Lanka have been searching for their missing relatives who disappeared during the country's brutal 26-year civil war. Ariaratnam Analakshmi last saw her son almost 11 years ago.
On June 25, 2008, he was abducted. On the next day, I reported it to the human rights organisations, the police. Over two or three days, I went to every relevant person, but they did nothing.
An estimated 20,000 people, mostly Tamils, disappeared. When SBS spoke to these families in November, they were holding on to hope that their loved ones might still be alive. Kasipillai Jayavanta's daughter is also missing.
They threw my daughter into the van. My daughter was crying. "Don't let me go, mother." What could I do? I was helpless.
Now, for the first time, Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, has confirmed that all of those missing are dead. He released a statement after a meeting with a United Nations official, confirming the deaths and saying the government will issue formal death certificates to their families. Once they have those certificates, families can access property deeds, bank accounts, or inheritances. The UN and other rights groups have pressed Sri Lanka's government to establish a war crimes tribunal to examine allegations of abuse from both sides in the conflict, the military and the Tamil rebels. For years, the families of the disappeared have been calling for an independent investigation. They became particularly vocal last year when former Defence Secretary Gotabaya Rajapaksa was elected president. His statement doesn't say whether there will be any further investigation or if anyone will be held accountable. Aaron Milvaganam is a spokesman for the Tamil Refugee Council. He says they won't accept the government's claim the people are dead until a proper investigation takes place.
It's been 10 years since these killings took place, and we still see many international players maintaining silence over it. It is unacceptable. We want real answers.
The Rajapaksa government has previously denied any role in the disappearances. Amy Hall, SBS News.